where the chicken, where it sloped, where the road to the east side, you know, and of course they had fixed that way where it's easy to gather eggs up and easy to put the feed out. You put the feed out, this bunch of chicken, you put the feed out, and that bunch of chicken, you go down between them and put it out on both of them. And then on the opposite side, well, there'll be a, you can, it's vice reverse, of course they got about 6 or 8 rows of chicken through there, and there'll be 2 rows there that the eggs will roll out, and you go down between them, and you just pick eggs up on both sides. And that's a double. Mm-hmm. You do that, and you do it double to the single, and it get on quicker, easier. And that's the way they do them down there, and that's what they people down there just grazing. They're waiting for Safeway. That's what Safeway gets all of them. Mm-hmm. And they come, then their truck come picks them up and carries them a little lot. Mm-hmm. They go to Little Rock, Safeway, Little Rock, and they put the coal towards over there. Then they come back out to the Safeway store. Mm-hmm. But a long time ago, what we were talking about, on we just had these hen houses, and we'd have nests up around the wall. And, and if you didn't have enough nests, they might build them a nest out in a briar patch or a fence row or out in the barn, up in the hayloft. Just anywhere they could find a place, you know, to make them a nest, and they'd lay their eggs and then maybe set, maybe hatch too, right there.
Just wherever it was.
Wherever it was, and they'd set and hatch there. That was their way of making a, raising their living.
Well, what would people use to carry water in?
Well, they had they had wooden buckets, is what they used, all right. And we used to have only wooden bucket that I ever remember. The oldest wooden bucket was a cedar. It was It was a real good bucket. I mean, it was made in England in the summers, and it was still so high, it hold about 10 quarts. And it was made out of cedar and had a bale on it and had bales around it to hold it together. And it got full of water. Well, it hold that water just as good and be cool. It hold be cool water better than these old zinc buckets that we have these days. Because it'd get hot in these old zinc buckets.
What about milk? What would they carry milk in?
Well, I guess in olden time they must have some kind of a wooden bucket there, some kind of a that they used for milk pails, and they had to have something of it. Of course, they didn't. They'd use a gourd for a dipper. But you can raise it. They have crooked handles on them, like, and some of them have straight handles. Just depends on how they grow. They grow straight. If they're hanging down like that, they grow straight. And if they're sort of laying around, well, they're less liable to grow an elbow like. But anyhow, you can fix them, and you can scald them out and sort of boil them out a little bit and get most of that gourd out. But they'll hang out around your well. You know, you used to have wells instead of pumps, which had more wells. And you got to draw your bucket of water out of the well, and you have your gourd hanging down the well. But anyhow, the well house or the well pump, where they have a thing where they pull it. You have your gourd hanging up there on the nail. You can drink your cool drink of water there. Warm. And they carry your bucket to the house. Now, that gourd stayed out there all the time. It was natural for you to have your gourd out there. Drink water out all the time. Everybody come along and drink out of that one gourd. And if they didn't have some kind of a glass or something like that, well, you had one in your dipper in your bucket there at home in the house. In the house, you had a gourd dipper in there.
Oh, you would in the house.
Yeah,
too.
You'd have a dipper in the house. Cause they'd raise a lot of them, though, and of course they'd get one broke accidentally sometimes. Somebody would break somewhere or another, he'd get broke maybe, split open. And they'd make one nothing, because all they had to do was just holler out, cut out one side of it, and get all them seed out and boil it a little bit, and it'd be a dipper. But it still tastes a little gourdy.
Oh, it did?
it still tastes a little gourdy, but it would be nothing.
Well, later on then, what did they begin to use as a dipper or to drink out of, outside? Later on, what did they use?
They still would have around these wells. Now, you used to go through the country and they'd have a well and have a pulley, and you can draw your water out and get your cool drink.